Hello and welcome back to the MSDN Flash.
Hey everybody, it is the May edition of the MSDN Flash, and I don't know about you, Lacho, but we are super excited.
I'm super pumped because you have something to tell us,
big. I do. And it was kind of like as we were kind of thinking about who's going to say what, I'm like, no, I got to say this one. So a lot of you guys know me as kind of like the cloud guy, right? I was always talking to Azure, kind of talking about the awesomeness of what you can do for developers and IT pros and all that kind of stuff. And the one thing that kept coming up in every conversation was, hey, we want to come into Azure, we want to deploy into Azure, we want to do Office 365, we want to do all of that kind of stuff. But there's no data center in Canada. And for the longest time, that was like a showstopper, you know, for the obvious reasons. And I would spend so much time saying, well, you know, it doesn't actually matter. You know what, though? The beauty of it is, not too long ago, Microsoft announced that, in fact, there were going to be two Canadian data centers, one located in Toronto, one located in Quebec City. And now I can officially tell you that they are, in fact, open, which means that when you go into Azure now and you want to deploy, you know, your websites or services or anything like that in Azure, you can now actually select the Canadian data center. So that's really, really cool.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And we'll have the link for you for the website. There are a couple of videos there, so some materials, so you can kind of virtual tour of the data center.
Yep.
And see some of the stuff. It's pretty cool. It's big news.
Yeah.
And we're really happy to have this one.
Yeah,
we have two, not one. It's just we have two data centers.
If you're going to do it, you might as well do it, right? I do want to say, though, when you go to that site, and again, we have the link for you below, scroll a little bit further down. If there's any kind of questions or concerns still around the security and all that kind of stuff, there's an amazing video on there that Pierre did with our national technology officer, which is John Weigelt, on confidence in the cloud. Make sure you watch that video, or if anybody comes up to you and asks you any questions about security or anything like that, just point them there. The video covers absolutely everything that they need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was big news number one.
That was big news in second. Okay. We always have big news. That's the whole thing.
Well, this is why we do video. This is why we started doing video with you guys, because we were so excited as we were writing the text editorial, and we're just kind of like, wow, this is kind of boring.
Right? The excitement goes away when you're writing the text. You can't translate everything.
So hopefully you guys like these video messages versus the text. And if you do or don't, make sure to let us know. Put in the comments below or tweet. We'd love to hear from you guys. Anyway, back to the big news.
Yep. So big news number two is Build Tour.
Yes.
Coming to Toronto, and we'll be live streaming in Toronto.
Yes.
June 10th.
June 10th. Mark your calendars right now. Again, we have a link for you on the bottom. This is a save the date. You want to make sure that you save the date because, and this is actually similar to what happened last year as well. So you know how you have the big build, tons of different sessions. I think there was like a 500 sessions or something.
Yeah, it's
like
huge.
Like something obscene, which the likeliness of you consuming all of that content is crazy. So fine. What we do is we then take build and then take build on tour and give you in a one-day kind of deep dive boot camp style session literally everything that you need to know. So for those of you guys that are out in Toronto, come join myself. Lacho, I don't know if you're I think he's going to be in a hot country. We'll just leave it at that for now.
All right.
I will be there.
Join. You know, maybe I will join.
Maybe. Well, you'll be online.
I'll be online for sure.
There you go. So join me in person. Join Lacho online to see the build tour. Again, June 10th. We have all the links for you below. There's some really amazing speakers coming out. I'm not going to go through it all here because you have the links underneath. Agenda-wise, really, really good stuff. And definitely stuff that you don't want to miss. There's going to be stuff that you're not going to have or that you wouldn't have seen at build, call it build proper.
Yeah, the big build, right?
Yeah, so we got some cool stuff for here. Again, if you're not in Toronto, the entire thing will be streamed live online starting at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Actually, one might even start at 8:30 just so that you can see what's going on. Keynotes, sessions, Q&A. It is live and interactive, so you'll be able to ask the same kind of questions that you would be able to ask in person. So save the date, register when you get the link, and we'll see you there.
Yeah, awesome. So, and adding up to the cloud, because we're on a cloud theme.
We are in a cloud theme.
Dev Intersection happened in April, and now we have everything on demand on Channel 9. All the keynotes, all the sessions, like interesting thing from building the intelligent cloud to ASP.NET Core, and even there is one which allows you to, like when you watch it, you can see how you can build an app for Windows 10 for 60 minutes, was it?
Yeah, in 60 minutes. Yeah, that one was with Robert Greene. And actually, the really cool one, the keynote that Scott Guthrie did was really cool about how we're kind of thinking about different things in the cloud. So that one was a live event that happened in April. All of the sessions are now available for you on demand. So if that's of interest, by all means, link is below. Jump on in.
Yeah.
What's new on MVA?
MVA, yeah. A couple of new courses. Getting started with templates 10. That is a pretty cool thing. So they walk, it's like a walk through all the templates for Windows 10, how to use them, what applications you can use to use the templates to deploy. Yeah. And also we have, for the game developers, we have something.
Yeah, that one's kind of cool too.
It's pretty cool. So Windows 10 development with Construct.
Construct 2.
Yep. So that is for the game developers. You can check out that one. And
one of the things too, before you go on for too long, that first one that you mentioned, the one with the templates, that one's really cool for, especially if you haven't really done any Windows 10 development before, that one's a really good one to get you started. My personal favorite though, of all the new MVA ones that have come out, is the Xamarin for Absolute Beginners.
Oh yeah.
Right, like that was actually all big news too. So we're not gonna get into it here, you heard all of that. But for people like me who are your traditional kind of like, I develop on purely on the Microsoft stack for Windows, for Azure, and all that kind of stuff. It was really cool for me to go in and do this Xamarin for Absolute Beginners because it literally walked me through from the beginning all the way to I actually built an app for an Android, which of course ended there because I don't own an Android, but it worked in the emulator, so that was kind of cool.
If it works in the emulator, it's fine then.
What can I say? I'm a Lumia kind of guy.
All right.
What else? What else?
Okay, so my favorite.
Yes, your
creating
favorite.
Creating virtual and augmented reality applications.
Yeah, not just pretending to be a gamer.
Yeah, I mean...
or sorry, I shouldn't say pretending.
Because it's
learning.
Cool.
Yeah,
you're
learning.
Because it's cool things, right?
Yeah.
The applications, everybody's developing VR and AR, and it looks good. Like when they show videos or they show some sort of emulators, it looks really good. And now we have it on MVA. Right. So you can check it out. We kind of had a game development session here.
It's true.
We were talking about game development a lot.
It's true. Well, listen... And here's the crazy part, though. So I know we always, and I'm just going to put this out there, and this is our thing for today that we want to hear back from you guys, okay?
The challenge.
The challenge.
The challenge.
The one thing that everyone associates with AR and VR is gaming.
Right.
But it doesn't actually have to be that way. And as a good friend of mine here at Microsoft, Mickey McDonald, always says, it's like, you know what, guys? Like, AR and VR may not actually ever end up being the thing for gaming.
Mm.
Actually, more like business apps.
Exactly.
Or I just saw the other day, roller coasters.
Yeah, or health apps. Yeah.
That's my point.
Training apps, it's a lot, right? A lot of applications.
That particular MVA is about AR and VR, not necessarily about gaming.
Exactly. I'm always shifting towards gaming because I'm in a couple of groups for virtual reality gamers and game developers, and they show amazing stuff there. I'm like blown away by the graphics and by the whole gameplay of the things that they do. I'm like, wow. I'm buying all the VR and all the AR devices to test all those things.
Right. So my challenge to you, if AR and VR does not equal gaming in your mind, we want to hear what it does actually equal. And more importantly, as you're thinking about what you can do or would want to do with AR and VR, we want to hear it. So how do you tell us? Either comment on the video below or tweet back to us at CDN Devs, or on Facebook, you can post on our wall, which is facebook.com/MicrosoftDeveloper.Canada. Anything else we got for them?
Nope, I think
that's enough excitement for 1 month, right?
Exactly.
I feel like we always say that at the end.
Yeah, that we have always a lot of content, which we do. You know, we do have a lot of things. So the data center, build, all those on-demand dev intersection content, MVA, it's always a lot of things coming up.
Right. And so, of course, though, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's all we can do. So, as always, I do tell you, if you want to see something specific here on Channel 9 or on the MSDN Flash, please let us know. Again, send us an email, cdndevs@microsoft.com. Tweet at us at cdndevs on Facebook, on LinkedIn, whatever works for
Absolutely.
You. You have my Twitter. You have Lacho's Twitter. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, and we'll be more than happy to feature it.
Absolutely. So until then, I guess we'll see you back in June.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you very much, and happy coding.
Happy coding.